Dear friends, this gospel from John is often, most often, probably quoted or used when someone is angry about something and they want to justify their anger and said, Jesus got mad in the temple. There is just anger. It's an anger that should move us to do what is good. We should justly be angry that our country say it's a right to abort, to kill one's own baby if it's inconvenient. That should stir us to do something, to pray and to beg the Lord that our hearts be converted. This idea of understanding the power and the beauty of God and right worship, that worshiping God the way he has laid out is huge. It is huge. And we get caught up too easily in worldly things. When he says temple, those in that asked him for a sign are thinking the building instead of the more glorious temple of his body, which St. Paul repeats for us, that do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? This reality of how God works, when we get it, when we truly believe in the resurrection, his victory, just as for the apostles, they came to believe. Whenever I hear believe in the scriptures, I think it needs to be elaborated a little bit for us. The apostles in their mind heard and understood what Jesus was saying, just as we many times think, yeah, that makes sense. I could believe that. But belief is a matter of the heart, our hearts being convicted. That moves us to action and right relationship. And so we have it matched with the commandments from the book of Exodus, which I suspect we all know quite well, that we shouldn't kill, that we shouldn't use God's name wrongly, we should honor our father and mother, we shouldn't lie. Those could be transformed and said the other way. We need to honor and respect our parents, obey their wishes and commands. We should love human life. We should cherish it, nourish it, strengthen it. We should worship God and honor him and use his name to praise him and to bless others. This positive side is the side that God wants us to come to experience during our Lent. During this season of recognizing our weakness, but not getting discouraged, instead bringing it to the Lord, begging him to help us to enter into what he's doing, to trust what he tells us to do, and to put it into practice. Jesus wasn't simply on a tirade. He didn't just burst out and become impatient and disrespectful. He wanted to show them that the place of worship is focused on God, on loving him, on being a place where we can open our hearts to him without distractions. So, brothers and sisters, on this third Sunday of Lent, let us beg the Lord to help us to see the deeper and more profound reality of our life in our relationship with him and one another. Because as Jesus summarizes the commandments, it's to love God with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, all our strength. And the second is like it, to love our neighbor as ourself. We don't need materials to do that. We need hearts that know God, have experienced His love, and want to share it with each other. May we experience in a real way His love for us, His life that He gives to us, and start to live it more fully by being generous and loving to one another.